Bob Trezise. He's with the Lansing Economic Development Corporation. Bob, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing?
Nice to talk to you. Have you recuperated from Mackinac Island?
Yes, it was a great time. How about you?
I learned a lot. Appreciated the opportunity to chat with you up on the island. I know you're pretty happy about some new incentives that have been attained, and it's a great deal of money. Talk about it.
Yeah, the federal government, the EPA specifically, came to Lansing on Monday, Tony, and made an announcement that $1 million is being awarded to the city of Lansing for use with its brownfield program to support private job creation and to turn around some upside-down sites in the urban area of the city of Lansing. So we're very excited about that, and I think it was also not only an enormous amount of money, way more than what other communities were granted, but it was really an acknowledgement, if you will, of Lansing's great brownfield program, Mayor Bonero, in the economic development efforts of the city, and really put us again on the national stage, which is exactly where our city deserves to be at this point, because things are going great.
Do you have some projects in mind for that money?
Yeah, we do. We're working on a project right now in South Lansing that might come to fruition, and we're taking a look at East Michigan Avenue areas and other areas of South Lansing. So it's a lot of money. We have paperwork to do, of course, with the EPA over the next month or so to get money flowing. But it's a lot of money, and it will take us a number of years, and we'll hopefully be able to work on a lot of projects.
Yeah, that's an area of the city that I've always wondered about, South Lansing, especially when you get over that in that area. When the Causeway Bay Hotel put those millions of dollars back into the facility, I figured that would be a hub for the South Side, but we haven't seen the growth I know that you'd like.
Well, there's more happening with the Causeway Bay. That's a great story. $10 million renovation. And if anyone hasn't been in the hotel, it is incredible inside. I mean, it is a fine, fine hotel again. And they're working on with a hotel chain to get naming rights and all that kind of thing. So it still has a ways to go. But the South Lansing is very interesting. It's township like. It's built for cars, the classic commute, and it's about great neighborhoods and retail. And really about the car being driven. We've done a ton of projects in South Lansing. We always have difficulty getting recognition for that or even credit for it, I guess because the area is so spread out so widely. But we have literally created hundreds and hundreds of jobs in South Lansing, primarily in the industrial areas. They have fantastic advanced manufacturing industrial parks down there. So we love South Lansing, do a lot down there, but it's so big. You know, we have there's no sort of sense of place or a historic area, you know, maybe where people recognize projects being done.
Bob, any plans for that MLK area that goes, I would say, from Kavanaugh down to Washington? There's another area, especially if you take MLK all the way to 496. It seems like there's a lot of opportunity there for business and for growth.
There really is. We've taken a look at a number of those corridors, MLK, Cedar, Pennsylvania, Jolly, you know, those kind of areas, Pleasant Grove area. And, you know, again, we have to, there are many opportunities along all of those areas. Part of the opportunity is we continue to struggle with some, you know, what they call 20-year buildings, some really kind of poor commercial buildings that seemingly are abandoned and, you know, where the state law, there's a lot of difficulty in how to deal with those kind of structures. I mean, that's part of our economic development efforts, actually, is to work with those kind of buildings down there. And a lot of those could be brownfield sites, and we continue to work on them.
All right, Bob, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony.
Call us when that new project is ready to be announced.
It'll be exciting. Thanks.